hocus pocus, voodoo stuff, that kind of stuff. I think that was all influenced by supernatural beings.
True.
I don't think it was space.
Let me ask you another question.
All right.
Okay. Do you believe in the scientific process of evolution of the Earth?
No. Oh, the Earth.
Yeah, you know, evolved from a mass of gases and then rock or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we've got life on this planet. Well, that's obvious. But, okay, so you got a big lump of molten rock and water. Where do you get even, they say you evolved from microscopic life, where do you even get that microscopic life to begin with?
I don't believe in evolution of mankind. I don't believe in evolution of anything living. I believe in the evolution, the cooling of this planet.
True. Then how did life get established here?
It was created.
By who?
By God.
Okay. In essence, what are you saying then?
I'm saying that God built man.
Okay, that means there's something else out there besides us.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You see? But it's not space travelers. Right?
Who knows?
Oh, I know.
Do you do?
Yeah. I know.
I'll give you a prize, because I'm not positive.
Oh, I'm positive.
I mean, if God's out there, he's going to be traveling through.
Not necessarily.
So he just sit there and send a long-distance message?
Well, he may not have to. Depends on, well, let's face it. If he built us, he knows a whole lot more about us and everything else than we know about him. I mean, have you ever thought, where's the end of space? How, if God isn't a being that has been around forever, where did he get his beginning? That's enough to put your mind into somersaults after about a half hour thinking about that.
True.
Because your mind is a pretty expansive organism. It can just keep on going out there into space, you know?
True.
So I think that, no, I don't know. I can't explain how God operates. Because, you know, obviously I am not anything close to God.
Okay. So you're not terribly certain then, are you?
Yeah, I'm certain, but I'm not going to explain God.
You're certain. Well, I don't want to explain God. I mean...
Well, of course not.
You say on one half you don't understand it, and then the other half you're dead positive.
I'm positive, but I can't explain the motor mechanics of it. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because I've got my beliefs.
Well, I got mine.
Well, you're not too definite about yours. I'm just not positive. I'm without a doubt sure that we were created. The Earth was created too, but it had to go through physical processes. You see?
True.
That because chemistry is chemistry, no matter what you do with it.
Right.
And when you come around to creation, something had to initiate the creation. I believe in the expanding universe, the whole theory.
The whole theory.
The whole Big Bang explosion theory, but I'm not, I cannot explain how it all got started, you see. I can't, because I am not in touch with...
Well, that is why I may sound, you know, indefinite about my belief, as you said. I don't sound certain about my belief. Well, if I cannot fully understand and explain it, how can you say you're positively sure about your belief?
Well, that takes years of going back into what I have learned, you see. I can't sit here in the next hour even and explain how come I have my beliefs.
Well, I don't want to explain how you got your beliefs.
Well, what do you want me to explain?
Never mind.
Okay. Well, see, it's one of those things you can go on for hours about.
True.
I don't want to get into religion because I don't discuss that on the air, but I do have my beliefs about...
I'm not really trying to get into the religion.
You're just trying to get into creation.
Creation, right. I mean, how do we have certain things the way we do now? I mean, the technology that we've came forward with, it sort of seems hard to be based upon just the outcomings of man, you know, thinking it up on his own, of just sitting down and pops into his head, you know, all of a sudden.
No, it didn't pop into his head. It took considerable thought.
Mm-hmm, true.
I mean, we haven't come that far. We're not that. And besides that, some of the things we've done have not worked out to the greatest benefit of man. Take your car, for example. Could have been handled much better.
It could have.
So we blew it. We got a means of transportation, but we've also got New York City's atmosphere in Los Angeles, you see. And even us, we're getting this stuff now. So But anyway, I don't know. We could go on for hours about this kind of stuff, right?
Right.
So, we'll talk to you later, I imagine.
Okay.
All right, thanks for your call. So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, you can go on for hours about that kind of stuff. Give us a call, 672-1000, area code 703 on the last airline. This is your chance, my friends. That's the kind of stuff we like. I mean, it's stuff that you can't draw any conclusions from. You can't say, yes, we ought to get Henry Kissinger to walk to Denmark and do some finagling. No, you can't draw any conclusions about this kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I like, you know, very indecisive stuff. You can I'll talk about it for an hour or two and doodle while you're talking about it. I just drew a fantastic picture here. It's just marvelous. See that? Yeah, 672-1000, the area code is 703, right here on Airline. And we don't play records here. We talk to you. That's why I keep giving the number. 672-1000, area code 703. My name is Roberts. I work here until 10:30, and then I'll just be the regular old afternoon, what should I call myself? Yep, and, well, we'll be here. this is the last time Airline will be on for a while. Probably forever, if we get right down to it. So, call us up tonight, 672-1000, the area code is 703. I just talked to a guy, and he says we ought to, during the news break, he says we ought to quit right now and play records. Play some Shirley Bassey, he said. He's serious. I wonder if that guy had been listening to us for nigh on 4.5 months here. Does he realize the format of this program? Probably not. Probably just tuned in and said, play some Shirley Bassey. He knew what we were doing and he didn't like it. Because he didn't realize that this program is a listener's program. If he'd known that, he wouldn't have said it, I'm sure. Play Shirley Bassey. Not everybody likes Shirley Bassey, but everybody likes to talk. I'm positive about that, too, and that's why the phones are sitting here empty. 672-1000, the area code is 703. I speaketh, and the phone ringeth. Yes, that's what I like, boy. That's great. 672-1000, the area code is 703. Fair tonight and Monday, a low tonight in the mid-60s. That's WJMA weather. Highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, partly cloudy Tuesday, a high in the mid-80s once again. Chance of rain is near zero tonight, 10% Monday and 20% Monday night. Winds will be variable, less than 10 miles per hour tonight, mostly southwest, under 10 miles an hour Monday. Right now, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 27 degrees Celsius, the relative humidity now. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 25 degrees Celsius, and the relative humidity is now 70%. Airline time is now 26 after 9 o'clock, 672-1000, the area code is 703. If it's busy when you tune in, just keep on ringing. Keep on trying anyway, and eventually you'll get a free line. And we have a couple of calls here, but we're not ready to take them yet. Oh, here's something I think you'll find quite interesting. When the New York City Health Department first started keeping track in 1898, the most popular names for boys and girls were John and Mary. That's in 1898, but by 1948, Linda and Robert were in the lead. And in 1964, what was it? What do you think? You probably think John and somebody? No? Lisa and Michael. In the department's latest report, the most popular names are Michael and Jennifer. Now, that's kind of odd. It says that in 1974, 578 boys were named Michael, and 374 girls were named Jennifer. That was in 74. That's kind of interesting, I think. My name has never been popular. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about something to put in place of this show.
All right.
And I think that since, you know, I've called before about bluegrass.
Ah, you're going to have bluegrass here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And I think that, like, some kind of poll or get people call in, because I think there's a lot of people around here like bluegrass, and I think you ought to have a bluegrass time to play bluegrass then.
Well, do you like straight-out country? Have you ever listened to Don Bowman?
Yeah, I like country. I like American Country Countdown.
Do you think we ought to put American Country Countdown Saturday mornings and Sunday nights?
Well, I like American Country Countdown, but I think that we should have bluegrass show instead.
Well, is there that much bluegrass that you could have a show every week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Bundles of it.
Yeah. Let's see, the Osborne Brothers.
Country Gentleman.
All right.
Mac Wiseman.
Yeah.
Woo. A whole lot of them.
Yes, sirree, boy.
Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs.
All right. They're bluegrass, huh?
Yes, sir.
Can you sing the Judd Clampett song?
I could, but I don't want to.
Okay, how about doing a duet?
No, thank you.
No? Not even if I lead off?
No, thank you.
You're shy, aren't you?
No, sir. I just think I got a good voice.
Oh, come. You got a good country voice, a good bluegrass voice, I'll bet.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right. How long would you propose this program of yours to be?
Oh, anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah. What time would you run it?
Oh, well, I figure Sunday night, you know, nobody's hardly working.
True.
And family be home, I say, about 8, about the time this comes on.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And I think that y'all should have said, you know, before you decide to take this off.
Yeah.
Like some kind of warning, you know.
Why?
Well, you know, because probably a lot more people would have started calling in.
Probably, but I didn't want to talk about it. You know? I just wanted it to be kind of a surprise.
Yeah, we could say like it was an endangered species.
But it wasn't. I mean, we decided to take it off, and that's it, you know. When we decide it, we'd take it off. Now, what do you like this show?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, because, you know, before y'all was kind of cutting off sort of early on Sunday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, agree with me. I like WJMA. And I think, you know, should be on this time.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, would you prefer, let me ask you this, would you prefer bluegrass over this show? Yeah, you probably would, probably.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you say you do like this kind of... Do you think this kind of radio is dead? You know, this kind of talk, you know, just no nonsense, I mean, no nonsense, just nonsense talk. Do you think that's that kind of radio is out?
Well,
it's obviously
not really. It's a change of pace.
Yeah? It's kind of... I think it's kind of easy going. Gives people a chance to just chat, you know, back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll keep the bluegrass suggestion in mind, and I'll write that down and see what everybody thinks.
Oh, yeah,
here.
And, you know, you and this little guy were talking about, you know, suggestions, and he said drama.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, talking about stuff like Super Chicken.
Yeah.
Well, comics, they're coming back good.
Comics.
Yeah, sales are really high.
Comic books.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
And all kinds of comic publications, like now they even got comic magazines.
No kidding.
No.
Wow, are you a comic collector?
Well, I guess you'd call me that.
How many do you have?
Well, I don't know. I haven't got all my collection at home, but I guess I altogether got about 50, 60, 70. I did have more, but I wasn't collecting then. I didn't know that they'd be worth anything, and I just threw them away.
Oh, wow. What kind do you like?
Superheroes.
Oh, yeah, Batman, Bozo, let's see, who else you got?
Not quite Bozo.
No Bozo? Oh, let's see, Spider-Man?
Yeah, he's been pretty big.
No, who's the biggie?
You mean the biggest comic
sale? Yeah, the biggest comic star.
Well, Marvel and DC, they're, you know, about the two biggest comic companies.
Marvel and DC?
Yeah, DC's Detective Comics.
Oh, I see, okay.
And Marvel's biggest hero right now is Spider-Man.
Well, that's what I said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But
and
you don't like him.
He gone.
Huh?
Gone.
Do you like him? Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah. Just I think they give him the wrong image.
Why?
Well, now they got him, he's a person who's really confused and always having a lot of troubles.
Oh, he was. But about what does he have now? Same thing?
Oh, yeah. They got him really a lot of troubles.
In other words, he's inept. Right? He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, like his grandma's either sick or his girlfriend's getting killed.
Spider-Man's got a girlfriend?
Well, Peter Parker does.
Oh, that's, do they know he's Spider-Man?
Oh, no.
Now, what happens when Spider-Man's out on a big date with his girlfriend of his and he gets a call, a distress call? Now, how does Spider-Man get his distress calls in anyway? It's like Batman with a big thing up in the sky?
No, see, Peter Parker, he's a reporter.
Oh, they all are, yeah.
And, anyhow...
Mild-mannered.
So, he usually finds out by when he's out on his job.
Yeah.
And if he's out on a date like you said, well, then he just makes up some excuse.
Sorry, honey, I gotta turn into Spider-Man here and go save a damsel in distress. I'll bet you do, she says. And that's the last time he sees her. No, but he's kind of a slow-moving guy. He doesn't get emergency calls, and is what you're saying.
No, not really, but...
Yeah.
And, D.C., their best-selling one now, as far as I know, is it's a tie between Batman and Flash.
Now, tell us about Flash.
Well, see this police scientist, Barry Allen?
Who?
Barry Allen.
Barry Allen.
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 And yeah, he's a police scientist.
Yeah.
And in the Lay of Lightning struck a closet door.
Uh-oh. Turned him into, let me guess, Flash.
Not quite.
Oh.
And they had, the door flew open, and all these chemicals poured on.
Oh.
And then so when he was making sure he's all right now,
he's doing what?
Running, and he found out he got super speed.
Oh, so I bet she did.
And then that's about the way, same way that almost that Kid Flash got started.
Kid Flash.
Yeah, see,
I know what they used to call Flash when I was a kid, but that wasn't the same thing, evidently. Okay, it's Kid Flash got started, huh? About the same way.
Just about. He was in his Uncle Barry Allen's, of course.
Yeah.
Home, and chemicals got poured on him.
I guess that was a fad back then, huh?
I guess so.
Now, whatever happened to the Hulk?
The Hulk?
Yeah.
He's big, but he's not as big as Spider-Man, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So, I don't really care for him because I don't quite consider him a superhero.
Whatever happened to Dick Tracy?
Dick Tracy? Well, he's not in comic books. He's in the funny papers.
Oh, well, they don't make comic books out of Dick Tracy anymore.
No.
That's too bad.
And they stopped Flash Gordon.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't
well,
it?
Well, I still got a Flash Gordon comic.
No kidding. How old are you anyway?
Just 14.
Yeah? But you're really into the... Are you going to go to these comic book conventions or something?
I would sure like to.
Yeah.
They just had a big Marvel convention up in New York.
Yeah, that would have been good. I'm really interested in comic books because I think they're an American tradition. No other country, I don't think, has them. I think we started them, didn't we?
Yes, sir, as far as I know.
Back in the Depression, was it, or earlier than that?
Yeah, in the Depression, because, people like Batman and all, you know, always got the money back and give it to the people they robbed and made everybody feel better.
How would you... Let's get into the inner mind of you. Listen, in your fantasies, would you like to be... I mean, seriously, would you like to be a superhero?
In a way, though. In a way, I wouldn't.
Why not? You don't want to wear the tights, right?
No. That's not it, but...
Okay.
Let's say, the thing is, of course, you know, no kid wants to see a superhero shot, but like Batman, very easily, he never carries a gun.
Yeah, I know. He's a dummy, huh?
Yeah, it was only one issue that he carried a gun, and that's famous now.
Yeah.
And anyhow, he's always getting shot at, but the bullets seem to miss him by like an inch.
Mm-hmm.
So really, any crook, he's about 10 feet away, could just plug one right in him.
Now, what was your favorite episode of all the superheroes? You tell us about it, and tell it short in about 40 seconds. Can you think of your favorite episode in the comic books?
Oh, my favorite comic book is the Justice League of America.
All right, tell us about what happened.
Well, all these superheroes get together.
Yeah.
And they've got a Justice Society, you know,
right,
on Earth 2.
Right.
And they went on Earth X.
Earth X.
Yeah, they had superheroes there, too.
They did what?
They had superheroes there, too.
All right. Now tell us what happened.
Not superheroes, but I mean crooks, what am I talking about?
Okay, go ahead.
And anyhow, so the Justice League and Justice Society teamed up and went there, and it ended up that the Justice League and Justice Society started fighting themselves.
Uh-oh. What else happened?
And eventually, I couldn't tell you now because I don't remember it myself, but eventually it ended up all right, and they were making announcements all over America.
Well, that's pretty good.
They're back together.
They're back together. Well, I guess that's a pretty... Who did that, DC or Marvel?
DC.
DC. Well, that's
good. Marvel, instead of Justice League, they have the Avengers.
The Avengers. All right, okay. Yeah. Well, listen, been swell talking to you about the the bluegrass and the DC and Marvel comics, and you know, I'd like to talk about it further, but unfortunately, we're not going to have the show anymore, so I guess this is it, huh, friend?
Yeah, making a big mistake.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of people, I don't know. I've gotten comments both ways on it, so...
Yeah, like I said, though, you should have issued a warning.
No, I don't know.
See, like, I know some people myself who said they'd like to call up. They just couldn't imagine, you know, everybody listening to them.
Oh, listen.
Now, if you announced that, they would call right up. Like,
oh, they,
that.
I don't, well, they can call up right now then, right?
Yeah.
If they're listening, you know, they're sitting back there just smoking their pipe or something. I don't know if your friends smoke pipes or not, but they can do it. They can still do it. They've got an hour to go.
Yeah.
Well, good talking to you. What's your first name, by the way?
Mark.
Mark, yeah, Mark. Been swell talking to you. Been a good call. Okay,
right.
We'll talk to you later.
Maybe.
Okay, so long. I got in the habit of saying that. We'll talk to you later. Probably won't do it, but anyway, maybe we'll have a talk show one of these years, some other time. Yeah, you guys that are just sitting around that have never called because you don't have anything to say, let's just find out who you are tonight. Just call up, introduce yourself, tell us how you like the program, if you thought it stunk, and see what's on your mind, because this is the last night. I mean, it's let's just have a little party here and introduce each other to everybody else. My name is Roberts. That was Mark, and Jim called up earlier. And let me see. We got a whole bunch of callers. I'd like to hear from, some of the old-timers, some of the ones that called up originally back in, when was that? Let's see. Was it March when we started this program? I guess. Anyway. 672-1000, the area code is 703. I'd like to thank David Taylor for his many hours of engineering this program and making all the callers come in order. Thank you for that engineering feat, David. All right, we have a caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to call and tell you how much we enjoyed your show. We listened to it all the way up in Washington, D.C.
You do what?
We listened to your show in Washington, D.C.
How do you do that?
Well, it's we got a really hot radio.
What kind is it?
It's a worldwide receiver.
Oh, yeah?
And it brings in everything, yeah.
Where are you calling from now?
Orange.
Oh, I see. What do you do? What brings you to Orange?
Well, it's the great climate, you see. We want to escape the Washington...
Come on, you're putting me on.
No, seriously.
If
you haven't spent a summer in Anacostia...
I just spent the weekend in... what's the name of that place? It's just this side of Fairfax. It's a little town there, right in the middle of Fairfax. No, it's right next to the Key Bridge.
It's Roslyn.
That's it. You evidently have lived there, then.
Yeah, right. And it's the glamour capital of Washington.
No.
And, anyway, the reason I wanted to call was to express our deep regrets that you were leaving the air.
Well, we decided this program wasn't doing what we had originally hoped, so, when that happens, we get rid of it.
What was the original purpose?
Well, we wanted the program to be full of calls.
Right.
And it wasn't full of calls, so we gave it the old axe.
Why not put a sort of mixed media package in, some music, some calls?
Well, I tell you, we have a program like that in the morning called Open Microphone. I don't know if you're not putting me on about this call, listening from D.C.
Well, I'm from D.C. I used to work for CBS.
Yeah?
And I was really impressed with your show. I've just heard it a couple times.
Well, and you do have a super-duper radio, or do you?
No.
Okay, I didn't believe that. Because the reason I was asking about that is because I did get a card one time from New York City.
Right.
And a guy was a DXer,
Really?
Yeah, and he was listening to the program, not this program, but another one I was doing, and that was kind of a neat thing.
Well, can you imagine driving through Culpeper, and in the middle of the night, 4 in the morning, picking up? What were the hours of this program?
It was at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was at this station.
And so you went from this station till 3 then?
Well, it was a special event. It was a fundraising thing we were doing back about 6 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago.
Well, how long has it been on?
The fundraising thing?
No. Your show.
4.5 months.
Well, have you sent any tapes around any other stations?
No.
Well, you got to think about it. You've got a great great radio voice and.
Thanks.
And a good dialogue that certainly is, in all seriousness, far more professional than the City of Orange.
Well, I appreciate that.
No. Well, anyway, so why did you go for a specific? Format of straight talk.
Okay, well, this is what happened. When we were thinking about this program, we said we could mix it with music, but music tends, like I said earlier, I don't know what time you tuned in tonight. But
just recently.
Yeah,
in the middle of Marvel Comics.
Okay.
Tarzan woman.
All right. Well, before that, what happened was I said that music tends to become background, and then the people that would just tune in would say, this is a music show. If they want to talk, they would move on, you see.
Right, and it seemed like a commercial interruption then, if there were
something like
what
that.
What about request music?
Well, we did that. We had a program called The People's Choice on just before this one.
Uh-huh.
We sat around about 6 months ago and said, what could we do on Sunday night? Because Sunday night radio is the ghetto of the week as far as radio goes.
Why? Is everybody in church? Or?
Everybody is either doing church on the radio or public affairs programs.
Right.
And you can tune around tonight and listen to all the different problems in Boston,
yeah,
New York,
right.
And or else get religion from some...
from 47 different brands.
Right. I mean, you can tonight's the night if you want to be saved, you know? And, but that's why we decided to do something different. So we gave them two programs. We had the People's Choice, which was a music program. Bob Barnett did that. He's moved on to Stanton now. And he did music. So if you had some song you wanted to hear, you put it on the People's Choice. If you had a comment to make, you put it on this program. And so in one night, we said we were going to make Sunday Night Radio the people's program.
Right, so they could have either music or song.
Right, we split it up because we didn't think that music... Well, for one thing, the host of a talk show could not run around and grab requests at the same time.
Right.
And program them, because I've got to sit pretty close to the mic here.
Right.
That's
at least to run away, right?
Yeah. That's about it. But that's the reason we decided to go for all talk, and now it's going to be no talk, evidently. I don't know, we're messing around with some idea, but I'm pretty sure this program has, seen better days.
Well, what kind of audience do you have? The station, generally?
It's a general audience.
What size audience?
Oh, well, that's one of the problems.
Is there a pretty large audience?
I would estimate tonight, well, I can't really say any numbers, but it's not any major metro market, that's for sure.
Right.
And that's one of the problems. I think if we were in a larger area, we would have more people. Well, I estimate that 0.5% of the people listening call. You see, so you got to have quite a few people.
So how many calls do you get a night?
Probably around 15 or 20.
So you would estimate that maybe a couple hundred are listening then?
It would be more than that, wouldn't it? Half of 1%, that'd be 30 per percent point. So that'd be 30 times 100, right?
Okay, 3,000?
That's about right.
What area of coverage do you go out to?
Well, we've got on to the east. We don't do too well. But I was in Stanton yesterday. It yesterday? And we were coming in there.
That's
well,
funny, I was in Stanton yesterday.
Well, you were.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe we crossed
down
on
by the Dairy Queen.
You were there.
Yeah, that's right.
I was right across the street at the Burger Chef.
How about that?
Yeah.
You have good taste.
Yeah. So anyway, on a scale of 5, you see you got these frequency, not frequency, but signal strength indicators on these stereos.
Right.
And on a scale of 5, we were coming in 4 in Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then we've gotten calls from Luray before, so we cover the valley pretty well. Harrisonburg, pretty good.
About down to Charlottesville?
We kind of skip over Charlottesville. I think Charlottesville sits in a hole.
Literally and figuratively, right?
No, just literally. I used to work there, and it's a nice town.
But unfortunately, that's your mass market, both in terms of listeners and also advertising, wouldn't it?
Well, advertising we do very well here.
What, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, great.
Well, then why drop the show if they advertise?
Well, this program isn't heavily... We're not out for money on this program.
Right.
You see, this program, we wanted this to be the people's night. We do have a few commercials in here.
Was this the only night you had this in, or
yeah, this is it.
Do you have it every night?
No, just one night a week.
So there's no talk any other night?
No.
And yet this program's still going off the air?
That's right.
And you haven't, have you decided what they're going to replace it with?
We're thinking about it. We're thinking about moving some of the other programs we have. Classical music is one possibility. Jazz is another. Perhaps a few of the programs that the government provides.
Right, good brother.
Huh? Some of those are pretty good.
Well, don't you have a problem with meeting your public service requirements under the licensing? What if a group of citizens got together and said, this is really meeting a vital public need, and when you file out a license, you commit yourself to meet the public need?
Well, a lot of the time, I think we do that job pretty well. Anyway, this program was an experiment in the first place.
Right. But it's really the only program in Orange in which the people can talk back not only to the radio station, but also the community.
Well, it's not, because the open microphone program in the morning from 8:30 until 9 o'clock is another one.
Has that too. Now, do they have a selected format? In other words, is the discussion limited to certain topic areas?
No, it's open. Just like the title infers, it's open microphone. You can talk about anything, but the program is mixed with music. Like, if the host doesn't have a topic that needs discussion, music goes on.
Did you ever think about running interviews with local officials, or even calling somebody in who might not be too popular, and having people talk to them rather than just to yourself? Not that you're not the best of all moderators, but it might have added a little...
Well, I'll tell you what the problem was there.
There aren't any local officials.
No, there are local officials. Of course there are local officials.
They're not worth talking to.
No, they're worth talking to. I tell you, we have a program for them, too.
What you're saying is that you've outmarketed your station's variety.
Yeah, we have a Monday at 1 program comes on, naturally enough, Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have, that's our interview program. And I tried interviews on this program a couple of months ago. As a matter of fact, I had some pretty interesting people on, and nobody called. I don't know whether people just sat back and said, no, we don't want to call in because the guest is so good and he's answering all of the questions, or whether they, didn't like interview shows at Sunday night, you know, when they should be watching Kojak or something.
Did you ever consider doing mass advertising, or was it really, were you dependent upon people who are already listening to the station, or station spots rather than local advertising?
Yeah, we station promotionals, and I think the audience for a program like this is fairly esoteric anyway.
It's very likely not to be the audience that would typically listen to the station, or, it would be people who are, it takes a certain unique characteristic of personality for somebody to call in.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know, it's a very different audience than, say, the typical farmer who listens for the weather report in the morning or somewhere.
Yeah, I think so, but I think the problem is that you have a very narrow band, and in a market like this, perhaps it's a little bit too small
too
to fill
narrow.
It 2.5 hours. Now, we were thinking about cutting the program back to an hour and a half, but then we decided, well, probably it would the number of calls would be reduced proportionately to the time.
What about, I noticed that at least on the calls, nights I've listened. The call tends to run on and on. You know, I mean, you hear not only about the Marvel comics, but every episode. What about restricting the time limit?
No, because the other lines are open.
Oh.
You know.
But yeah, it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If somebody's talking a long time, then the lines people don't get on the line. Anyway, what do you? You're obviously. Projecting yourself extremely well on the radio, and I don't mean that as a false sense of flattery. I think you really come across well. And so what are you planning on doing?
Well, I do an afternoon program here. I do 12 to 5 in the afternoons, and I guess I'll stick with that for a while and see what develops. It's a music show, music information. I like to call my afternoon program the Information Magazine. You know, it's just a lot of features and news, of course, and weather, and just general what people need to know, and some entertainment, too.
Well, from those of us in the Washington area, I guess we would have two messages. One to your management, which is that if you're in that area, we would all be considered a major shame for you to go off the air. And secondly, just a statement of good luck, and we hope you really come across, because we were really impressed with your show.
What's your first name?
Phil.
Phil? Listen, Phil, I really appreciate it.
Okay.
And if we ever have a program like this again, I hope you call.
All right. And I hope somebody else is on another line.
Well, as a matter of fact, no, I don't know what happened here. But...
All right, all you people on Radio Land, can I give a spot here?
Sure.
For the
listen,
Russian?
Okay, you've got 30 seconds.
Okay, everybody out there in Radio Land, now Russ is really plugging here the last night, and we really want to show him how much we've appreciated the program. All you people who've been sitting there quietly listening, now's the time to quit being a silent American and be a vocal one. How's that, Russ?
That's very good. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Good night.
All right, take care now. All right, hey, that's a nice guy, huh? It's now 8 before 10 o'clock on Airline, 672-1000. The area code is 703, and we'll be back after this.
Now, from Datsun, the most responsive Z car ever built. The fuel-injected 280Z with a new 2800cc overhead cam engine. It's got more power, higher torque, instant acceleration, plus computerized fuel injection that gives performance but saves on gas. And of course, everything else you'd expect in the way of comfort and luxury. The fuel-injected Datsun 280Z and 280Z four-seater. The practical way to live out your fantasies.
Their only limitation is the ability of the person driving them.
Ooh, yeah, all right. Hey, listen, and for all those bright, shiny new dots, I wasn't expecting that. For all those bright, shiny new dots and CPD1 Company, that's Route 20 east of Orange.
Went down to the lake the other day just to cruise around a bit. The air was clear, the water calm, so just for the heck of it, I opened her up and let her out just to see what she could do. Last time I looked, the speedometer was sitting on 32. Vroom, 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 vroom. I pointed the nose straight up in the air, took a pull on a pint of her. When all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came a boat called the Mary Lou. Well, I gave that wheel a heck of a spin, then prayed somebody would save my skin. Next thing I knew, they were calling me into that boat called the Mary Lou. Vroom, 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 vroom. Now I still break out in a cold sweat when I think of the fate that I almost met. But I learned a lesson I won't forget, and I hope that you have too. Booze and boats and speed don't mix. There's better ways to get your kicks, unless you like cruising on the river of Styx. Let this be a lesson to you. Vroom, vroom.
This message presented in the interest of safe boating by the Virginia Commission of Game and Inland Fisheries.
I think people are waiting to be the last caller tonight, David. That's what they want to do. They want us to be the last caller, a call up in the last half hour of this program. Airline here, 672-1000, the area code is 703. I'm Russ Roberts, and I'd like to talk to you tonight. This is the last night airline's going to be on. And so, you know, call up and see what's on your mind. I think David's working on a couple of calls here, has to go through the preliminaries to make sure that they are indeed people. So is this a caller, David, on one? One? Okay, let's take this call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I really hate to see your show go off the air. I think it's terrific. What about having some different guests on your show? I know you do this on Monday at 1, but that's in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like in the evening you might possibly get more people calling in with something like that.
Perhaps, but you have to remember the evening audience is naturally smaller than during the day. The reason being, the tube. The competition gets...
That's right, but I was thinking like maybe possibly some teachers out of the local schools, you know, different subjects.
Are you suggesting? You're talking about call-in programs. Did you hear Phil earlier?
No, I was just listening to the guy that just called in.
Well, like I told Phil, I don't know what the psychology is of the average radio caller, but when you have a call-in program with a guest, people don't call. They won't call and ask a question, with the exception of gardening. Gardening is the only subject I have found that has gotten really good response from having a guest here. Ted Carroll, the local county agent, VPI agent, was here.
I heard him the other day. He was really good. If you got a teacher on world history or something like that, that you really don't think you'd get people calling?
Oh, I really doubt it. I don't... we've had people... Well, we had a bush pilot on one time. Nobody asked questions. Yeah. And
I just hate to see you go off the air. I think you're terrific.
Well, I appreciate that. You're terrific, too.
Well,
and
good luck.
We'll keep all these suggestions in mind. All we can do is think about it some more, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what is going to be?
Like I've been saying, we're going to mess around with the ideas. We got to do something by next Sunday, obviously.
Yeah, but you're not going to start going off at 5:00 again.
Not yet. We're going to think about a few things before we resort to that again.
Yeah. Well.
So thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
We'll.
A lot.
All right. So long. Keep wanting to say we'll talk to you later. Maybe we will. I went to the fair the other night, the Orange County Fair, and broadcast from there. I met so many great people that I've talked to on this program. It's just been fantastic. And it's now 10:02, and we'll be back and take some more calls after the news. 672-1000, the area code 703, right here on Airline.
Thank you. you, chipmunks. We're going to thank all those people for preventing forest fires. You chipmunks should know better than anybody how important that is, so let's hear it. Theodore?
Okay.
Simon?
Okay.
Alvin? Alvin!
Okay! Thank you from the singing birds. Glad you heard our many words. Joining in with Smokey Bear. We're so happy that you care. Thank you from the forest, dear. Didn't think you'd ever hear. Thank you from the birds and bees. Be careful next year, please.
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
This is WJMA AM FM Orange. It's 74 degrees at 10. Here's what's new. President Ford wound up the day in West Germany this evening cruising on the Rhine River with Chancellor Schmidt. Earlier in the day, he had also visited an American Army base some 100 miles from Bonn, joining in a picnic there. But there were also serious talks with Chancellor Schmidt and other officials during the day, with considerable emphasis on economic matters. U.S. officials say Ford told Schmidt that the United States is well on its way to economic recovery. Ford will move on to Poland tomorrow and after that to Helsinki, Finland, for the summit conference on European security. Secretary of State Kissinger, who is accompanying President Ford on his European trip, discussed the Turkish situation with his West German counterpart, Hans-Dietrich Genscher. A German official says the refusal of the U.S. House of Representatives to approve resumption of U.S. military aid to Turkey is of great concern to the Germans. Kissinger also met today with the U.S. ambassador to Egypt, Herman Elitz, acquainting him with Israel's latest proposals in regards to a new agreement with Egypt. Kissinger then dispatched Elitz back to Cairo. The executive director of the National Urban League, Vernon Jordan, charges that the government is covering up the true extent of unemployment. In prepared remarks for the league's annual conference in Atlanta, Jordan says that nearly 15% of white workers and some 26% of black workers are jobless. But he adds the government talks about it, a 9% unemployment rate. Jordan also called for merger of the present welfare and income tax systems into an agency run by the Internal Revenue Service that would provide what he considers a livable income for everyone. He says it would involve a universal refundable credit income tax, to use his own phrase. The Census Bureau, in a report on the status of American blacks in the 1970s, says their jobless rate is nearly 14%, compared to some 7.5% for whites. It also says the median black family income increased nearly 7.5% last year over the year before, but inflation made actual purchasing power decline. The three Apollo astronauts who suffered from toxic fumes during splashdown last week are due to be released from the hospital in Honolulu Tuesday, but space officials say Thomas Stafford, Vance Brand, and Donald Slayton will remain under observation for at least 10 more days. Although it was not disclosed where they will go, some sources say Baylor Medical Center in Houston is under consideration. You're tuned to WJMA Radio News.
Your expensive personal possessions, such as stereo equipment, TV sets, and cameras, are prime pieces of merchandise for thieves. Operation Identification is now underway in Orange County to help make those costly items less desirable targets or to aid in their recovery if stolen. The Orange County Sheriff's Department has engraving tools which you can use free of charge to mark a special identifying number on your property. Just stop by the Sheriff's Office and pick one up. Or for more information, call 672-1200.
WJMA Radio News Time, 10-4. The troops President Ford joined during a picnic at an army post called The Rock in West Germany today had just finished 2 months of field training, or at least most of the time was devoted to field training. One enlisted man commented, "They told us a week ago that the president was coming. We stopped training and started cleaning up." I'm David Taylor for WJMA Radio News.
Can radio advertising help increase your business? Listen to Charlie Jett of Atkins Building Supplies in Trevilians.
I'd definitely say that we're quite satisfied with the job that radio advertising is doing for us right now. We've had a noted increase in walk-in trade. And I think the only way that we could justify saying where it came from was due to the advertising, getting the name in front of the public through the radio.
For information about radio advertising, call WJMA in Orange, 672-1000.
Holy banana peels, Batman. This is the last airline show. Oh, 672-1000, the area code is 703. And come sludge and high water, we're going to go off at 10:30. So call us now, 672-1000, the area code is 703. Got about 25 minutes to call airline for the very last time, friends. I'm Russ Roberts. David Taylor is our faithful and loyal and quite competent, very fine engineer, and I appreciate working with him these past 4.5 months. And we started out together on this show, and I guess we'll end up together. I mean, you know, engineers are, you know, they come and go, but David is stuck right here 4.5 months. I mean, 672-1000, the area code 703. Call us up now. I want to talk to you. Don't try to be the last person to call us, because chances are the last person is going to be somebody else. So call us now, 672-1000. That's the weather time. Fair tonight on Monday, lows tonight in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny Monday, a high in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy Tuesday, a high again in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is near zero tonight, 10% Monday and 20% Monday night. The winds will be variable, less than 10 miles an hour tonight. Mostly southwest, under 10 miles an hour Monday. That's strange. That's about the weirdest one I've ever read. Of course, that fits the program tonight, I'd say. Right now, 74 degrees Fahrenheit in Orange, 23 Celsius. The relative humidity now is 70%. Call us now. I'm not kidding around. This is the last program, and I'd like to talk to you, perhaps get your ideas about what you think about this program or anything else. So call us, 672-1000. Do it now, right now. Walk over to your telephone and pick it up and give us a call. And if you're listening from some distance, and you have to call long distance, call us collect. We're going to splurge and blow the budget. I will take all the collect calls we can get tonight. Well, shuckins, I mean, you know, we might as well. 672-1000, the area code is 703. Normally, when I get into these fits of no calls, I monologue, but I'm not going to do it tonight because I want to talk to you. Yeah, 672-1000, area code 703. I'm going to save all my monologues for the afternoons, and maybe I'll... let me see, what am I going to do with him? I can't do that in the afternoon. I don't have 25 minutes at a stretch to talk. So give us a call. Come on, do it now. 672-1000, area code 703. Have a call here. And while this guy is on the phone, or this gal, I don't know which yet, call us up now. Do it. I'm not kidding. Do it now. 1000, 672 prefix, area code 703. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Russ.
Yes,
can
Chuck.
You hear me?
Yes.
This is Charlie Horn.
Charlie, how you doing?
Hi, I got a question about your show.
All right.
That I've been wondering about. Since you do the afternoon show, and I've visited you, of course, during the work in that afternoon
Charlie
show.
Charlie and I are good friends. I just tell everybody what our relationship is, because he's not a stranger, you see. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I guess that's good.
Yeah.
You know, in the afternoon show, you're in the control room and working the whole show yourself.
Yeah.
And that guy, Phil... Evidently, he had done radio work before, and I was just wondering why you have Dave working with you on this evening show, since it is your own talk show.
Well, because I can't run all the equipment and answer the phone and do the news and keep everything straight all by myself.
Oh.
I got to have a right-hand man.
I see. You do pretty well in the afternoon. And I was just...
Well, that's different because I don't have to handle the phones and think of witty things to say all the time. I can always fade into a record, you see.
So that's the way that is. No, I need David here. We thought about doing a one-man talk show, but then what happens, Charlie, when it snows and I pick up the phone cold, you see, and some kid wants to know, is there going to be school tomorrow? You see? Because that would happen. So David has to screen the calls to make sure the people really want to be on the air. Because if I picked up the phone cold and some kid said, you want to be, it's going to be school tomorrow.
I see. By the way, Russ, can you tell me, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
Sure. It's supposed to be fair tonight and Monday, lows in the mid-60s, mostly sunny Monday, a high in the 80s.
Okay, thanks.
Good day, yeah. But that's why I need David, because I don't want kids saying, going to be school tomorrow.
I thought you might not want them to ask about the weather either.
Well, I don't. But I'll make an exception. I mean, this is the last show. I'm devil may care. I'll do just about anything tonight. All right?
Okay.
Well, that's it.
Well, I'm glad to know that Y Day's there. I know does a good job.
Yep.
So.
Good job. And I'm, sorry that we're not going to be working together here close anymore, but that's the breaks.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later then, I reckon.
Right.
Any closing comments?
Any closing comments?
You always have something to say, I know. Highly philosophical comment, usually.
I know, it just leaves me at a loss of words tonight.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to you later, Chuck.
Okay.
All right, take care now.
So long.
Okay, call us up now, 672-1000, the area code 703. It's now 11 after 10 o'clock. Have less than about 20 minutes before you can say bye-bye to the show. Right here, airline 672-1000, the area code 703. The last time. It's the last song I'll ever write for you. It's the last time I'll ever monologue for 25 minutes. It's the last time I'll ever sing like this, because I'm going off the air, man. This program is really fun. I like doing it. I'm not going off the air. I'm going to have my afternoons, which is why I work here in the first place. I mean, after all. So call us up now, 672-1000, area code 703. The funny thing about these talk shows, I mean, seriously, there's one, and Lacey has gone off. There's a guy in Charlottesville doing a talk show. He has gone off. The only talk show host I know that's very successful, besides these, controversial shows, is Larry Glick. That's about it. We have a call here on one. All right. Hello, you're on airline.
Hello?
Hi.
I heard you say something about creation. Now, I'm glad you believe that the world, the earth was created.
Oh, yes, I definitely do.
And,
You obviously feel the same way.
I do, certainly do.
Yeah.
My daughter is going. Will be going to, college. This fall.
Right.
Now they have biology.
Right.
And what you call it?
Could you speak up just a little bit, ma'am?
Well, most of the teachers nowadays believe in evolution.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think they do. I think they're required to teach it, but I don't believe all of them believe in it.
Well, all right, now, there is one that I'm not going to mention the college, but there is one that, where she will be going, that I don't know if that teacher will be there, but if she is there, and if my daughter happens to get her, well, if you don't believe in it, well, she'll get flunked.
No, she won't either. I'll tell you what she can do.
Why?
All right, here's what she can do. She can take the course.
Yeah, but she can't sit by and because she doesn't believe it.
Oh, well, she can. She can say, now, when she answers her papers, if it's multiple choice, she can put down all the stock answers, what they want to hear. And then at the end, she can say, I have taken this course. I have learned what you want me to learn. I don't believe it, and I think it's a crock. You know, but she can. She doesn't have to believe this stuff.
I know she doesn't believe it. Now she's not going to have to. She's not going to believe it either.
I don't think that you should have to take a course you don't want to take in college, and that's one of the main gripes against
it. It's a requirement. Biology is a requirement.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's terrible that you have to take something you don't want.
Yeah, but
especially when it's going to conflict with your present beliefs, and you're not going to change your mind anyway.
Well, I know too, but then that is the, the school, the college regulations, or
right.
The school state regulations, so they have to go through with it. But I was just wondering if you know any, or you know of any books or authors that have put out books on creation without religion involved in it. I have several good books. I mean, I know of several good books on creation, but they were written by, they were written by university professors too, but they're connected with our denomination.
I don't think that you can possibly get into creation without getting into theology.
I'm almost sure about that.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering whether you knew anything.
Well, not right. Not that don't have anything to do with a little theology in there. I really don't. Well, I've got another call now, and I hope you can work out something with your daughter. You know that she does. I hope she doesn't change her mind just because she goes to college. You know, that'd be terrible.
No, she won't.
Well, that's good. As long as she doesn't believe it, and as long as she gets passing grades and makes the teacher aware that she's not accepting this stuff, I think she'll be okay. All right?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, she will. You don't have to worry about that.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 10:15 here on Airline, 672-1000. The area code is 703. We have a call on 2. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm just wondering why your show was going up there.
Well, because it didn't work out. That's it in a nutshell. It didn't pull enough calls to generate enough, to generate success, as we define it. Or
well,
as was defined, rather. All right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry it's going off day.
Well, I'm not exactly overjoyed myself, but that's the way it works out sometimes, you know? Can't have everything you want in life.
Yeah, no, but I liked it a lot.
Why did you like it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just hear the people talk, I guess.
Yeah, that is always fun, isn't it? What'd they say in the background?
Nothing. She just ran the maid.
Huh?
She just ran the maid.
Oh, well, she... Oh, that's... Oh. Well, listen... Okay, that's fine. All right. Okay, well, listen, I like the show, too, and I'm sorry it's going off, but that's the breaks, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll talk to you later, maybe. Bye-bye. Okay, listen, 672-1000, the area code is 703. It's now 17 after 10 o'clock. It's just about, 15 or less minutes for you to call us up, and I'd like to talk to you. Listen, this has been pretty nice. I'd like some criticism, too. One guy called up during the news. I said, call back and put your views on the air, but he never showed up again. I guess, you know, I tuned out, went over to Cousin Brucey or somebody. Hi, gang, Cousin Brucey here. Got another call here, right? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Russ.
Yes.
This is Charlie again.
Yeah, Charlie again.
Hi, listening to these last couple of calls about why your show was going off the air, it made me wonder if you and the management had thought about perhaps asking the audience beforehand what they would think of your show going off the air.
No, we didn't.
And getting some response like that, that probably would have gotten the good feedback earlier that you seem to be getting now that would give a better feeling for what the community thought of the program.
Well, whether or not they like it or not, the idea is that they didn't call. Not that they didn't call. I'm talking about they did call, but we didn't get enough callers to justify keeping it on. It's just a simple matter of numbers.
I see.
So it's, I don't
know.
Yeah,
it might have been a good way to get some calls.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it, so, but tonight's working out fairly decently. I mean, I'm not getting any real strong criticism like I'd like to get. I don't know how people feel about me running my mouth for 25 minutes at a stretch sometimes. But I'm sure a lot of people don't like it, but that's the breaks.
Well, when, if you don't have calls, there's
when you don't get calls and you're not playing music, there isn't much choice. You got to talk, right?
Right.
Yeah, but that we didn't think about that because I figured we'd get some pretty good calls tonight on what people think.
I see.
And so.
Was there any chance this could change things?
I don't know. I really don't. We're going to give it a lot of thought about what we're going to do next Sunday, and I think the time's wrong. You got to remember that Sunday night is the biggest night for TV. And that's a fact.
Uh-huh.
More, I think it's 15% more people on an average watch TV on Sunday night than any other night of the week, which is bad for radio, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got a call on 2 here. And
okay, I just wanted to ask you that. I thought about after those people calling about why you...
No, we didn't, but we're doing it tonight, so I guess that's all that matters.
All right, well, good talking to you.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Have a call on 2 now. 672-1000 is our phone number, area code 703. Hello, you're on Airline.
Hello, Russ. This is Walt.
Walt, how are you?
This is my farewell call, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope you will be allowed to communicate other than over the air one way in the future.
Who, me?
Yes.
Well, I hope so. I don't know, you know, where it'll be or anything, but...
Russ, I've been amused in previous weeks to hear you talk about evolution.
Yeah.
And I think we have a minor point to discuss.
All right.
Might even call it a small conflict.
Okay.
I don't hold to any principle dogmatically for the sake of it, but just what is your concept of what the theory of evolution is? And that might be a loaded question to ask you because it calls for some formalization. I don't think I could even provide it for you, but I think we could come to some common ground to discuss it on. And then I have another point about some of the possibilities for relooking at the point of view from some late research results.
Okay, well...
But just what is your idea of what the theory of evolution says, and how does it conflict with your own feeling? How do you react to it?
I believe that God originally wanted to perpetuate a race. I guess that's the proper way to phrase it. And so, well, the first thing he did, of course, was to build a universe.
Yes.
That's what I think. And so we had the Big Bang Theory, which I believe started out where everything was created, right in the middle of where it happened.
Okay, no disagreement so far.
Okay. And the universe is expanding. Whether or not it's going to go back in again and explode again, I don't know.
It'll be fun if it does.
That's the theory. I hope I'm there. And so, and after the solar systems and everything whirled around and cooled off, I believe that there was one planet in particular. Now, whether or not this is, it was purposed to happen on other planets or not, that's not for us to know because we can't know it yet.
Right.
But I believe on this planet, God decided to habitate it with the beings, animals, plants, and man. And I believe that of course, we know that man is the superior creature on this planet, and obviously was gifted with some intelligence.
Well, from that point, I don't have any real disagreement. I understand the theory that perhaps all life might have evolved, given the initial push of the Lord, from some primordial soup, and then all sorts of branchings could have happened. There is a rationalization to that, but about man being the superior being...
On the Earth?
On the Earth.
Okay.
This is indisputable, I suppose.
Oh, definitely.